Hey, Keith, you ready for a Patriots playoff push?
I didn't think that I was, but here we are.
How about this?
The AFC's down, Jones.
AFC is down.
It's vulnerable. Would you say the AFC's vulnerable?
AFC is vulnerable.
Like a wounded animal?
Yeah.
Not to give you that image this early in the day, but yeah, like a wounded animal.
Yeah, yeah.
Got like sideswiped by a car.
Yeah,
not full on
bleeding
hit.
Out.
No, not full on hit.
Not dead on arrival.
Limping
but like
around.
Bleeding out, limping around.
Possum guts hanging out, but still going.
We all know where it's headed.
Yeah.
But it's not there yet.
No.
Well, shout out to the Parlay Princess. She was on the Patriots playoff math yesterday,
yes,
correct?
She was.
Playoffs?
Yes, she was, Jim Mora. She was all over it. She was saying, like, what about the playoffs? And you're like, they're 3-7. They're three and seven.
So here's the thing. I don't think any of us, and we're not as bold as the Parlay Princess when it comes to the bets.
No.
But I don't think any of us are wagering. Let me know if I'm wrong about that, Keith. Wagering on the Patriots making the playoffs.
No, I still have them under 4.5, Jones.
But you do look at it.
Yeah. No, it's not as laughable as it was 2 weeks ago.
It's the Denver Broncos at 5-5 with a rookie quarterback and a very, very, very untalented offense.
Do you not believe yet?
I don't believe.
They're 5-5, Jones. He almost out-dueled Patrick Mahomes.
No, they almost won the game.
Bo Nix put his team in a spot to be a 35-yard field goal from a very reliable Will Lutz away from handing the Kansas City Chiefs their first loss.
In the thin air. Yeah.
And it got blocked.
It did.
Wasn't meant to be. Some say it was rigged. Some say it was scripted. Some say the Kansas City Chiefs get all the breaks. So Bo Nix put him in a spot to win.
I just fact-checked myself. That wasn't in the thin air.
That was Kansas City.
I was trying to make it sound better.
Bo Nix almost went into that house of horrors that is Arrowhead Stadium.
That's the way to put it. So it's Denver at 5-5. The Colts and Bengals are at 4-6. Cincinnati probably feels like the scariest team there.
Yeah, Indianapolis is a fraud team, and you face them.
Correct.
They suck.
You get Indy head-to-head. Good point. And so then you have the Dolphins, Jets, Patriots all on a tier at 3 wins. And we've gone over the Patriots schedule at various points.
Yeah.
But real quick, it ain't daunting.
No, it really isn't. I mean, it is 2 with Buffalo. But how funny is, did you ever imagine the week 1 win over Cincinnati could potentially be a tiebreaker?
who would ever thought? Wow.
In all the different scenarios.
You already notched your win head-to-head against the Bengals.
You have a head-to-head Bengals win.
You got the Colts coming up. You got Miami again.
Yeah, you could split with Miami.
Yep.
And you can't sweep that series, but you could split with Miami.
You already split with the Jets,
who, I mean, I know they have the same record. I think they are arrow pointing down. Not to give away Tier Tuesday coming up, but I would say of all the bad teams, some are arrow pointing up, some are arrow pointing down. Patriots look a lot better than the New York Jets. I know they had that random win over the Texans, but they still seem like an absolute disaster of a team. But yeah, I think that's the thing, is you look at the teams that are ahead of the Patriots. You even look at the team like the Denver Broncos, who are currently a playoff team, and with 7 games to go, like, how confident are even Denver fans that they're going to hold on to that spot? I can't imagine very.
Oh, I would say not. And so your next two opponents are the teams that played on Monday Night Football last night, the Dolphins and the Rams. The Dolphins won.
Yeah, that was not a great aesthetically pleasing game.
Do either of those teams look like a team the Patriots can't compete against?
Definitely not.
So I'm not saying they're going to win both those games, but those are not like laughable games that they could be in and possibly steal. And then it's the Colts after that. So I see Dubs 985 in the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. They go from talking about the #1 overall pick to talking about the playoffs.
Your head's going to spin. We are the SpongeBob meme.
Look, we want to cover all bases here, Keith. We want to cover everything.
Yeah.
Right down the middle on Jones and Keith is what we are.
Let's play that game right from the Twitch. More likely, #1 pick, playoffs.
#1 pick.
Yes,
yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, #1 pick is more likely.
Yeah, I would agree with that, but we're just laying out the scenarios
but
right now.
They're one game out of the #1 pick. They're 2 games out of a playoff spot.
Yeah, no, right.
It's not crazy to talk about the playoffs. It's more likely they're going to have the #1 pick. No. It's more likely they're going to win 4 or 5 games. It's minus money on the over, but the win total is still 4.5. So, what's more likely? Duh. But they're only 2 games out of a playoff spot. That's math.
No, this is also exactly what the NFL wants. This is exactly what Roger Goodell, this is exactly what all of the owners want. They love parity. They don't love the Patriots or the Chiefs just beating everybody every single week. Like, I think they'll talk that up and they'll hype that up, but they love the idea of teams being in it all year round, right? And like your team, all your teams sucked last year. Guess what? You can be a playoff team the next year. Or even as the season is going on. 3-7 is a horrible record, and you should not be talking about playoffs. But they added that playoff team 3 years ago, whenever it was. They added another wild card team. And there's always a bad team that wins a bad division every year. So there's it's not like 11 wins makes the playoffs every year. Like, you can grind your way in with 9 wins.
Here's the fact. There's a fact.
Give me a fact.
A crappy team like Denver, Miami,
Cincinnati,
the Jets, Patriots, Brown, like a team like that is going to make the playoffs because there's an extra playoff spot.
Is that the fact of the day?
Yes, it might be.
All right.
I'll save it for a Jones key on Friday.
I like it.
So, look, the Bengals are the most talented team out of all those teams. The Patriots won head-to-head. Patriots won that game head-to-head. So, a crappy team like that is going to make the postseason. That's just a fact. It's the math. And so why can't the Patriots be that crappy team?
It is kind of similar to the Red Sox in a way when we were looking at it and be like, you don't need to win 90 games. Like, you can win like 86, 87 games, find your way into the playoffs, and then now the difference here is I don't think you can get in and then go on like this magical run. Like,
that's, but who cares?
Exactly. Who cares is right. Like, just find your way into the playoffs. And similar to the Red Sox, we're like, hey, can you at least be playing meaningful games in September?
Right.
Can the Patriots play meaningful games in December, or are we going to be sitting here Thanksgiving being like, they're eliminated? They're already mathematically eliminated.
Okay, right. So can they make it past their bye week and be playing important games against Arizona and Buffalo?
I think that feels
in play with the games on the schedule right now. The Rams suck. They lost last night. I thought they were turning it around. Apparently not. And they got to come here on a short week, west to east on a short week. On the road.
So would you say
that's a good spot to catch the Rams is all I would say. It's not predicting a win, but that's a good spot to get them.
Not to pour gallons and gallons of water on this small spark that is.
Don't you dare. Gallons and gallons, Keith.
Well, I'm going to ask you this. Can they afford to have one more loss? Is that what it is? Do you have to go 6-1 the rest of the way?
You think they need 10 wins?
No, they have 3 right now. So 6-1
I'm so mad at Matt. Jesus Christ.
You're saying they need to go 7-0?
What are you saying, Keith?
I'm saying,
why do I think they have 4 wins?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Well, I know the game felt good against Chicago, but it's still only a 1 for that.
We do know you had them at 10-1 already.
That's a good point. I think that's where
Jones loved them after
So they need to get to 9 wins. They probably need to get to 9 wins.
So 9-8 gets in this year? I think so.
They can screw around with one more loss.
All right. Still, that's the problem. So I love this conversation, and they are closer than I thought.
But hang on. But the Bengals are in the same boat. The Bengals can lose 2 games the rest of the year?
I think the Bengals probably, yeah.
Okay, and they're in a way tougher division. What's their schedule look like?
I'll tell you exactly what it looks like. Great. Chargers, Steelers, Cowboys.
Hang on. Chargers, Steelers, both could easily
tough,
be losses.
Tough.
Dallas,
Tennessee, Cleveland.
Win.
Denver,
Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
They have a harder schedule than Pats.
Could they lose 2 games? Ooh, but then you know what? Pats have the
head-to-head.
They have the head-to-head.
Thank you.
Although, are they going to split with Buffalo? I feel like the only way they split with Buffalo, the Patriots,
Let me tell you, beyond the text, I'm sorry to interrupt. Beyond the
text, please.
Chastising me for my bad math. most of the texts are saying 8-9 is going to get you in.
So you think 8-9?
I mean, the text line does. 3-7-9.
You guys think 8-9 gets you in?
Here you go. 8-9 gets you in the AFC this year. It gets you the 7th seed if you're 8-9 this year. He said, how many Giants or Seahawks teams are 7-9 going to the playoffs? Blah, blah, blah. So
let me just say this real quick. Last year, it's a different year, Keith. I understand. Last year, 10 wins were needed to make the AFC playoffs. Mm-hmm. 9 were needed to make the NFC playoffs.
Okay.
So I don't know if we've seen...
Look, to be safe, if you go 6-1, you're a playoff team. Yeah. So if you lose a second game, you're putting yourself in jeopardy.
Even the year before, it was 9 for both conferences. So since they've expanded the field, 9.
It really...
I don't think we've seen an 8-9 team get in the playoffs yet.
It really, really highlights not going for 2 against Tennessee.
Dude, you beat Tennessee.
You said yesterday. It really highlights the folly in not going for 2. Because if you go for 2 and you get it, you're on a 3-game win streak and you have more margin for error.
Or starting Drake May week 1. But we don't need to go over that.
Well, that too.
We don't need to go over that all again. No, but in all seriousness, if they just play it the way that they've played it with the personnel that they've had and you split the 2 overtime games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you lost both overtime games. And if this thing comes down to a game or 2 games, like, you're going to look back at those. So, like, as much credit as they get for beating a bad Bears team, beating a banged up bad Jets team, Man, it was right there.
It's
the Titans
so true.
And the Seahawks.
Not starting Drake May could wind up costing you a playoff spot, depending on how the team finishes.
Yep.
Not going for two against Tennessee could wind up costing you a playoff spot. You know, screwing up, Jacoby Brissett taking a sack against Seattle, which I guess ties back into Drake May,
yeah,
could cost you a playoff spot. Now, look, you can do that with every single team just about in the NFL and play that game. But these are the decisions they made, and they're coming back to bite them if the arrow is indeed pointing up down the stretch.
Texter says, I love you guys. Appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah.
But what are we talking about? This Pats team sucks. Bright future with May, but they suck. So, fair. All of that is fair.
Yeah, but a sucky team's making the playoffs.
Correct.
Thank
so
you.
That's where I go with it. They expanded the playoff field, so almost half the league makes the playoffs. Do you think there are 14 Super Bowl contenders?
No.
Hell no. When we do tiers every week, how many are on the top? Even the top two tiers don't have 14 teams in them. So like, there are playoff teams that are like middle or lower. So, yeah, nobody's arguing that the Patriots are going to like go on a run, but could they play meaningful games down the stretch and could they weasel their way into the last spot? I think it's worth talking about. I'm not betting on it.
No.
But I think it's there only because they've gone on like they've won two out of three. Let's not throw them on parade. But everybody around them, to me, is sort of what speaks to it. The AFC is worse this year than we ever could have imagined. People thought that Miami was going to be good, but they haven't been. People thought, me included, New York was going to be good. They're not. Cincinnati has not been good. The freaking Cleveland Browns, they've been bad. Like, there's so many bad teams.
I think I had Cleveland in the playoffs.
I had the Jets in the Super Bowl. So, like,
okay, that's worse.
It's worse.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the Jaguars, Raiders, Titans, it was supposed to be, like, those three awful teams and the Patriots. You thought mm-hmm. was going to be, like, sort of that bottom group and everybody else competing for it. The reality is, like, it is pretty much, there's a ton of half the conference has four or fewer wins.